don't know why the suffrage movement has so disappeared from American memory. It really has. I've been trying to figure out why. One part, of course, is that women's history disappears. I mean, it's part of the general continual forgetting of the role women have played in every aspect of this country's history. That kind of disappears. We do focus every once in a while, as I said, on some of the leaders, you know, and commemorate a stamp or a single event like August 26th when the vote was approved by Congress. But I don't know why. I don't think it was ever as well known as it could be. I don't think everything gets mushed together into some kind of nostalgic haze about all those old ladies who fought for the vote. And it's really disturbing because I would say that women's rights, including the vote, but women's rights, like anyone's rights, were fought for and won, and they can be taken away. And so some of my passion about getting the story told in all its dimension in the public consciousness is to remind people of the things we have that need to be defended and used. And it's really shocking that the group of people who are least likely to vote are young women. So in my mind, that's who this is aimed at, that if young women understood what it took, I don't mean to shake my finger in a schoolmarmy way, if they understood how women who stood on street corners were attacked. I was just reading today about some of the things that were thrown at women who were campaigning for suffrage, and they included bags of water dropped from skyscrapers, and one guy threw broken glass wrapped in a bag at one of the speakers. This was a very dangerous and brave undertaking, and we're not accustomed to seeing brave women in large numbers going after something, and we should be.